Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. And one great way to enjoy life is to read a riveting story of courage, determination, and the power of a woman who goes after what she wants despite the odds. Our guest has penned just such a book, and that's why today's show is going to be both fascinating and inspiring. Patricia Walsh Chadwick is one of our own, a proud and feisty baby boomer. Her early years, however, were anything but feisty because she grew up in a secluded, cult-like group consisting of only 100 inhabitants, 39 of whom were children. So although she was reared to become obedient, selfless, and subservient, Patricia left the group at the tender age of 17 to create the life she wanted. In fact, she went on to receive her BA in economics from Boston University and enjoyed a highly successful 30-year career in the investment industry. Not an easy thing to do at that time. And today she sits on a number of corporate boards and blogs about economic, social, and political issues. But Patricia's joining us today to share all about her just-released new book, Breaking Glass, Tales from the Witch of Wall Street. Boy, I can't wait to get going with you, Patricia, so welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to begin by congratulating you on writing this story of what is truly a remarkable life. And for our audience out there, we women out there, we know some of the times that you went through, and also, you know, some of the, well, maybe not your particular story, but hopefully in Breaking Glass, they'll all find out about that soon. But I'm so happy to be able to talk to you about it. And also, Breaking Glass is actually the second installment of your life story. Your first was Little Sister. So tell us how you've taken the story from that first book into this latest book.
Wonderful. So Breaking Glass is a sequel to Little Sister, which describes my childhood. And then I was kicked out at the age of 17, in essence, because I was not going to make a good nun. And they were certainly right about that. So Breaking Glass takes off from there and starts off when I am sent to secretarial school, having been forbidden or being forced to tell both Vassar and Bates Colleges that I wouldn't be attending there. The only reason I had applied was so that our small school could be accredited. And the only thing that I was allowed to do was go to secretarial school. Now, my parents were highly intelligent, highly educated. Most of the people within the environment were highly educated. But I was forced to go into secretarial school, and from there, I had to make my way in the world. The first job I was interviewed for, was as the receptionist at a brokerage firm, where there were brokers buying and selling stocks. And I wanted to just do one thing, be the best receptionist in the world. I wasn't even exactly sure what receptionists did, but I soon found out. And I soon found out also that being adaptable was value-added. If the brokers wanted me to get their lunches, go get them their lunches. If they wanted me to cut ticker tape. And only a year later, the lead partner came to me and said, I'd like you to go to New York tomorrow and collect $5 million from five investors for a deal that we were closing. And I didn't even know what a deal was, much less whether closing a deal was good or bad. Went to New York, and I came home with that $5 million, and he and his partner took me to dinner at the Ritz-Carlton in Boston. And that night I lay in bed and I said, gosh, I wonder if I can be that, those like those two people sometime.
Wow.
And that was my inspiration to go from being receptionist to secretary to then being a statistician, getting my degree at night, and eventually landing in New York as a stock analyst.
Oh, my gosh, Patricia. Well, that is just, I mean, really, sometimes those unexpected, you know, events really can change our lives. And think of that dinner at the Ritz-Carlton in Boston. Wow, how that really transformed and drove you to want to succeed on your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was marvelous because, you know, when I came out of the environment that I had grown up in, I was a cultural neophyte. I'd never even held a dollar bill in my hand, much less, you know, gone to a movie or seen any television.
Oh,
I didn't know anything about movie stars or baseball players or anything. So I had eyes and ears open and mouth shut because I had to learn the language of the world. But after a year or two, I started really getting my sea legs, if that's the right way of describing it. And I will tell you, I had the best mentors, all of whom were men. And one of whom was that original partner. I mean, for him to say, when I'd been there 15 months, go down to New York, he was saying, I trust you. And I grabbed at it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I've got goosebumps up the back of my neck listening to this story because it's truly, truly remarkable. I didn't even consider you've never seen TV. You've never gone to a movie. I mean, my gosh. So I do want to talk about the title of your book because for those of us, again, you know, we're familiar with the term glass ceiling. And so Breaking Glass, I'm assuming it came from there. But tell us about becoming the Witch of Wall Street.
Yes, Breaking Glass is implying the glass ceiling. And the book cover, you know, it has shards of glass and all. But really, in reality, you don't break through the glass ceiling on one single day. It's really a journey, and you hopefully kind of glide through the glass ceiling. That being said, the Witch of Wall Street was a moniker that I discovered had been, you know, put on me, but only about 5 years ago. I was having my 70th birthday party, and this gal was telling a story, and she said, I'd never met her before, but all I knew was on the trading desk, they called her the Witch of Wall Street. And I nearly fell over. It was the first time I was hearing it. I thought, what, me? And then I thought a lot of it about it as I was writing this book, and it occurred to me that the characteristics that I probably displayed, you know, being aggressive, being, you know, impatient, being a perfectionist. If they're viewed in a man, it's usually a sign of leadership.
Absolutely.
And he's rewarded for it. But when a woman does it, they name her a witch, or maybe they put a different letter at the beginning of that word. But I decided to revel in it. I decided to adopt it.
Wow.
I decided it was good. If that's what they called me, that's okay. I did break from China along the way. I don't deny that. But I just realized men and women are treated differently, and men and women will always be treated differently, and women will always have to prove themselves more to get the same level position as men do, I think, because in the back of everyone's mind is she going to stay? Will she decide at some point that she wants to go home and raise children? And I think that's a subliminal discrimination. But we have to live with it. We can't complain about it. Just deal with it. And in my case, at 51, I did leave Wall Street. I had my children when I was 45. They were twins. And by the age of 51, I decided they were about to go into first grade or kindergarten. And I thought, I want to be home more. I want to be answering the questions from now on. And so I made a book. And had a wonderful second career as an expert witness, and a board member. So it's been a charmed life, I have to say, despite the fact that people might think the childhood part was weird, which it was.
Well, the way you've reframed your life and used it as a way to, you know, push you forward, to drive you, and, you know, you took these huge challenges, overcame them, and you are truly a lesson to us all. And, Patricia, I would so love to keep you, but I know that time is a limit, and so I know it's probably difficult to say because your story is so rich and multifaceted, but can you sum up in a sentence or two what you hope your readers will take away from this book and your own life story?
Yes, I hope they'll take away that when you're starting out on your career, which many will be doing now, be adaptable, be flexible, learn new things, make yourself invaluable, and I promise you the rewards will be there. And I tell that a little bit by telling stories, or tales as I call them, showing you what happened rather than demanding. And I write blogs, so a lot of them deal with some of these issues. So they're on my website, which is patriciachadwick.com.
Well, PatriciaChadwick.com, I can't thank you enough. This has been such a delight, and talk about an inspiration, and wow, you have led the way for a lot of us. Your amazing story, and I want to thank you for sharing this fascinating book with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, I do too, boy. And for you listeners out there, check out Patricia's, not only her blog, but her two memoirs, Little Sister and Breaking Glass, because not only are both of these books great reads, they're going to have you interns cheering for her successes and challenged by some of those things that she overcame, but always captivated by her words, because Patricia is a real role model for us all. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio. See, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.